Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Thursday, March 19th, 2020. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame in the studios here on Half Street in D.C., a couple blocks from Nats Park. Eric is in Kensington at his home. Jason's at his home in Ashburn. And join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline to talk all things New England is Dan Shaughnessy, sports columnist for the Boston Globe. Good morning, Dan. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So Boston's a little bit different. It's not just Tom Brady. It's Mookie Betts. But, of course, front and center is Tom Brady. How has the town taken it so far?
Well, it's a, you know, obviously it's such a weird time where everybody's home and they can't go out and you have all that going on. And, you know, there had been so much anticipation about this going back really over a year. And then once they lost to the Titans in the playoffs, it was like, okay, we got, I don't know, 8 weeks of Brady speculation. And then with all that, still when it came down on Tuesday, it was still kind of stunning just that it was over. And it was so abrupt. And it was kind of a, I think people thought it would be like, oh, Tom's going to here instead of Tom's not coming back to New England. It was a half the announcement, but the half that matters most to the folks here. So we expect he's going to Tampa. We expect that's today or whenever the physicals are cleared, whatever, we know that. But in the moment, it was just like, well, Tom's not coming back, and he's made it official. And you can imagine. I mean, it's there's no comp for him. I mean, you know, Russell was won 11 championships and was 13 years, but that sport wasn't as popular. You didn't have the 24/7 sports talk, and NBA wasn't then what it is now. And of course, guys like Ted Williams and Bobby Orr just played in a different era. But that's our Rushmore there. And Brady won six Super Bowls in the Super Bowl craze era. He went to nine. He won his division 17 times in 19 years. So, you know, all those things. And you know, just the fact that he was such a global figure with the famous wife and the fact that the organization hadn't been, you know, a lot of clown antics over the first 40 years of Patriot history. And when Brady came in, all that went away. They became the brand. They became the Dallas Cowboys.
What was the breaking point, Dan? Sorry, Eric. What was the breaking point? So, in other words, if Tom doesn't throw that pick against the Titans, they go down, win the game, if they lose to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship, is he back or was the decision already made?
Yeah, I think the latter. It was made. You know, Tom is going to be 43 next season, and Bill Belichick did not want to invest, you know, a two-year contract at $25, $30 million per year in a 43-year-old quarterback. Tom, he outlived one succession plan, and that was Jimmy Garoppolo. And Tom kept playing well, and his decision was made. I don't know how happy Bill was about that one. But they won another Super Bowl after that one. So you're thinking, well, this is pretty good. They won 12 games last year. But I think that Bill was ready to move on to the next phase of his life and didn't want to commit the money and the years to a guy this age. And I frankly understand that. They never come out and tell you that's what they're doing, of course, Bob Kraft's going to say there's no way Tom was staying, et cetera, et cetera. Well, when they don't offer you anything, there's no way you're staying, and that's what we had here.
Dan, to the best of, I don't know that this is, you know this yet, because I thought Tom's camp kept it pretty close to the vest. You're close to the situation, yeah. Obviously. But when did Tom know it was over? Did he know months ago when he sold the house, when, all of those things, all of those signs that we saw, or did he not know until the very end?
Well, I don't think the selling of the house and the signs, those things, because he's going to Tampa. I mean, he's not going to buy a house in Tampa
right.
and have his kids go to school there. He's going to be a commuter professional athlete. And so
yeah.
he was getting out of this area, but it didn't preclude him from still being the quarterback here.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids are reaching an age where they want to have a more permanent situation. So I didn't see those as real tells because where he's moving has nothing to do with where he's playing. I mean, those are two separate things. So, I mean, I think that, it was pretty clear that he wasn't getting the love of Belichick in terms of the next contract, and he wasn't going to be paid or valued commensurate with, Drew Brees or other old quarterbacks who are still embraced by their place. Bill Belichick's pretty bloodless and cold about this stuff, and I think we saw that applied here. And I do. I understand it. I mean, I wouldn't have committed $60 million to 2 years to a 43-year-old quarterback, as good as they are. There were enough signs for me last year where I don't see this going in a great direction for him.
Talking to Dan Shaughnessy, sports columnist for the Boston Globe, I wanted to get into that. You get to watch him more closely than the rest of us. I mean, we get to see a lot of Tom Brady on TV. Who's kidding? Who? New England's on TV all the time.
Sure.
But you get to see pretty much snap in and snap out. Did you see a decline? Like, how much of a decline? What did you see from Brady last year?
Well, all the numbers are down. And, again, you can assign a lot of that to, who the weapons were and the offense they run. And, guys didn't know the offense. But, I mean, I saw a lot of getting rid of the ball quickly, giving up on plays faster, drilling it into the ground, throwing it over the sidelines. He's very good at avoiding the rush and avoiding the sack of the loss. So he was doing that, I just thought, earlier in the play, repeatedly and numerically. I mean, look up any of those numbers. I mean, touchdown passes, quarterback rating, completion percentage, all the metrics that they have now. It's like worst in a decade. And I didn't see it likely to get that much better. I don't know how this is going to go. I know he's got good wide receivers in his new place, but they have a very precise offense here that Josh McDaniel and Tom had been together pretty long time with it. And going back to the old Charlie Weiss days and throwing to the backs, and so much checking off at the line and changing the play when he sees what's coming at him. It's a very intricate deal, and I'm not sure how that replicates in a new place, even with, better wide receivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's – and I was going to ask you that question. Is it that easy just to say, okay, he's got Pro Bowl-type receivers, a up-and-coming stud in Godwin, a really good tight end – a veteran coach who's been good with, they call him the quarterback whisperer. I'm not sure if he's earned that title or not. But how do you think it translates to Tampa?
I don't think it does, but I'm not a football guy like a lot of people are. I will say that people have trouble learning the offense here, and that was evident in years when Tom would have a bad year like last year. And going back to 2006, Jabbar Gabney and guys that don't know where they're supposed to be, Chad Ochocinco and a lot of the guys they had this year. He didn't have any tight ends this year. That was a drop-off, obviously, from Gronk. So those things will help. But I thought that the offense here really disguised the things he doesn't do well in a really great way. He gets rid of the ball really quickly and throws to the backs a lot, yards after catch, all that stuff. There's not a lot of gunslinging down – three-step drop, down the field, over the top. There's almost none of that anymore. And I don't know what they expect in Tampa. I certainly don't know anything about their offense.
What is the succession plan to the best that you've been able to decipher?
Well, clearly this is not a stunner to Bill Belichick. I mean, he had to know this was coming. And I got to think he has a plan. I mean, he's just too good at this, been doing it too long. And I think that, there's probably a little bit of a reset here. I mean, they did invest some money in a couple of guys earlier in the week. McCourty and Slater were re-upped, and one of the old linemen was re-upped. But they also, there's been a bleed, three linebackers are gone. Guys like Collins, Roberts, Van Noy, I mean, guys who were playing a lot for them. So I don't know what – I think that there's quite a bit of confidence on Bill's part that he can beat the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bills just by showing up, and that's going to be harder now. But, you know, more of a challenge. They have won the division 17 out of 19 years, and that's always with Brady. But that's I still think that he's such a better coach than the people in the other three markets. And generally, they get by with that. So Jared Stidham is the guy who's here. His career to now is very much like Tom Brady's was to his second year, which is, you know, low-round pick. Doesn't play his first year, but they keep him. And then he gets the job, and that's what Stidham. And he's not going to be Tom Brady, but maybe Bill sees something there, and maybe that's it. Or maybe he's going to go trade for Andy Dalton. I don't know. I mean, a lot of guys are getting snapped up and ended up in their next place. So certainly we were talking about Bridgewater and stuff like that. Those things are all gone now. So I don't know what the plan is beyond Stidham.
I wanted to transfer it to baseball here for a few minutes, Stan. You know, we've been talking about it all week and last week. I don't believe we're going to see any of the team sports until the NFL. That's just my opinion. I don't think we're going to see baseball. We might, but what's the point? But, you know, I was thinking about this. You know, it's kind of sad for Nats fans here in D.C. because I don't think they're going to be they're not going to be able to see the banner raised or hung and the ring ceremony was supposed to be April 4th. We're not going to see that, certainly not before the All-Star break. And then you know, I was thinking about the Astros. Man, they really luck out on this because they were going to get hammered. And Red Sox, too. They were going to get hammered all year with the fans. We saw it in spring training. And now everyone's forgotten about that. Now, I'm sure when baseball comes back, if it comes back next year, I think they really luck out. But, you know, what's your opinion of how that all falls out?
Yeah, I think everything you just said is true. And I think that is sort of a forgotten aspect of the totality of what's happening right now with the virus is that, like you say, no one's really mad at the Astros anymore. People are just trying to survive. And when baseball does come back, it's diluted a little bit. Doesn't have quite the urgency to it to go out and boo the Astros. And the Sox, you know, trading Betts, there's a lot of anger with the fan base here and giving up on the season. Well, they may have given up on the right season because it's like you say, either no season or a really abbreviated season or sort of a artificial season. And maybe the Sox picked a good time to have a bridge year and give up on their usual push to get into the playoffs. So those things are, you know, kind of ancillary factors. I mean, I think in our market, you know, Chris Sale probably needs surgery. Let's go. Just do that now. Right. I mean, all kinds of things to just buy time. But, you know, it's hard to get too deep into those conversations now because there's just so much unknown. But I can't disagree with anything you said to tee it up.
Dan, let me ask you this, and I don't know the answer to this. You may not either, but, you know, Mookie was going to be a free agent, play the last year with the Dodgers, and then become the free agent. If they don't play the season this year, does he lose that year, or is he going to be a free agent when they come back next year? How's that work?
If they don't play the season, I mean, again, I don't know the answer to that. I would still think, I don't know, like service time, if there's no season at all, I would assume you just pick up where you left off and everything resets and you start the service time next year. But then if you have a month-long season, I would think that's your season and you've used it up. Again, we're probing into the outer limits now where I don't know.
Right.
Dan, really appreciate the time and insight. That's Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe. Stay safe, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Dan.
Hey, Boston had a good run. A good run for 20 years. I know the Bruins are good this year if sports comes back. The Patriots, it's not going to be the same. You lose Mookie Betts for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, they had a great run. But just going forward, so many questions. You know, unfortunate, too, that the Nats just get screwed in that deal. If they don't even play this year, it's like, you know, they don't even get a chance to rejoice with the team.
Yep.
And it won't be the same if they wait until next year.
No question about it. Things are different. All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Your chance to steer the show. It is Open Line Thursday still, presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington as well. It's JP from the studio, Jason in Ashburn, Eric in Kensington. We know a lot of you are listening from home, not necessarily driving to work. Check out thefandc.com. It'll tell you all the ways that you can listen to the show. Obviously, you can listen to us live. We have a stream. You can podcast, but you can use your Google Home, your Amazon Echo, Ask Alexa. There are a lot of ways to listen. We really do appreciate you sticking with us as we try and give you a little diversion.
JP, you're good at this. You're better at this than me. So without, you know, when you say Alexa, listen to what, 106.7 The Fan, or how, what do they have to say?
Well, again, all the instructions are there at thefandc.com, but I think you just ask Alexa, play 106.7 The Fan.
All right, and then what about a Google Home? What do you say?
All right, hold on. I'm going to click, because I don't have Google Home.
I thought you knew all that stuff.
Well, I don't have all of them memorized. Amazon Echo, you say, Alexa, play 106.7 The Fan.
Okay.
Google Home, hey Google, play 106.7 The Fan.
Right.
For Sonos, it's something different. For Android Auto, it's something
Sonos.
Different.
Hold on. Can you say the Sonos?
Say it? Step one, you go to Settings, My Music Services, then you do Add an Account. Then you have to find Radio.com in the list of services and click Set Up.
All right, hold on. I'm just trying to explain to people that don't get it. All right.
So why are they the laughing? Easiest way to explain
it
is...
I'm asking just to say the verbal cue.
Okay.
Not how to set it up on your computer.
If people are curious, go to thefandc.com. It's right there. If you click thefandc.com, you click on it, and it has the instructions for all of these different things.
Hey, JP, how do I set up Windows 10 on my computer?
Because you can do this with Roku. You can do it with Chromecast.
Hey, Drab, question.
Apple CarPlay.
Yes.
Because you're assistant PD guy now.
All right. You're yelling.
All right.
All right. What's up?
Do all those, if my mic's too hot, tell me to turn it down. All those apps, do we get ratings with, we do with Alexa, correct, or no?
It's all considered streaming.
So it's all considered, so all of those are good.
It's all good. Yep. Listen any way you
can. We can only help.
Because people are asking,
look,
if I'm not in my car and I can't listen to the radio, what's the best way for me to help you guys?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tweet it out right now.
You can pay us money.
Or Drab. All right, you know what? I can do it right now. I'll just tweet it out from Junk's Radio. It's going to be a guide for you on how to do it all.
Yeah, all right. Just some logistics.
Hey, JP, how do I file my taxes?
I think you have an extra 90 days now if you don't feel like filing them.
By the way, that hooks me.
90
days hooks me, Bickle. Yeah, I got to pay this year.
Yeah. Does everybody get a 90-day or just?
I think everyone.
You have a 90-day window. I think you have to file, but you don't have to pay for 90 days. I haven't followed it exactly, but there's a 90-day extension, I think, to pay.
Correct. I think you still have to file by the April 15th or whatever the date is, and then you have 30 or 90 days after that to pay, if you have to pay.
I know we're going to do the EP, but I have to tell you a story about my mother. Don't worry, Valdez. I can see him rolling his eyes.
We got nothing but time.
I know him
he
so well.
He definitely was.
I know him so well.
Well, as soon as you said that, I looked up at the clock.
I know.
Well,
I'm going to do the EP.
How long is the story going to take?
Okay, but it's just as good as the EP. So I'm on the phone yesterday, speaking of taxes, and I'm not going to give you details of it, but obviously my mother is in the high-risk group or whatever, and so she's stressed. Everyone's stressed out, right? My mom's been – she's done various versions of her will over the last 15 years since my father passed – And last night, yesterday, she's having some anxiety because she still hasn't tidied up a few things. She constantly keeps changing. And I'm not going to get, and if she's listening, I'm not going to get into the details of it, Mom. Don't worry. But my mom has a certain percentage that she's going to bequeath to her children, and then a certain percentage that are going to charities. Okay. And I'm like, Mom, it's fine. I know what it is. Don't worry. Cause she's told me, I know how the breakdown is. Don't worry. I got it. And she's like crying. She's like, but if I die right now, you know, the will's not right. And it's going to be, it's in the court. It's already locked. And I'm going, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And I'm thinking, this is no big deal. Don't worry. Don't worry. I know what the breakdown is. She said, it doesn't matter. And she's literally crying. And so I said, well, what do you, and then she starts reading the will and the witch. And I go, well, what? She might have really, and at one point, we both thought that all her money was going to charity and none to her children. And then all of a sudden it got real. Then all of a sudden
then
it
Bickle got was like, oh, wait a minute.
Right. Believe me.
Let's revisit this.
Believe me. That's not, you know, that's a horrible thing. I'm just, but, you know, I want my mom to live to be, to outlive me, frankly. But it's just funny all of the things that these, the anxieties and everything that this is triggering in everyone. So,
by the
anyway.
Way, people are upset. They're tweeting that I because you asked me to, that I triggered a bunch of their Google devices.
Well, good.
I did tweet it from Junk's Radio, and you can also follow me on Twitter at GlassJoeJP with your instructions to listen from all of those
all right.
different
Play
options.
Play the music, Valdez. We could do two segments if you want. We could do the whole show with it. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah, people on the Vibe Machine are saying, my Alexa's going nuts. Stop saying it. Shut up, JP. That's so funny.
Yeah, well, I goaded him into it.
Everyone just chill.
By the way, somebody did ask me that. So, Jason, you are able to check out the Vibe Machine.
Valdez is rolling his eyes. Go ahead.
I'm giving the plug. It's the Thompson Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply if you want to communicate with Jason.
Yeah. Right. I'm up right now. I'm talking to certain people. Hit me
up. All right, so... Valdez, you could chime in with me on this. I got to talk to my kids about this, but Netflix apparently has a service, and this is perfect for this time. And I assume, because I'm clueless, I assume it's been out forever, but it's perfect for this. Maybe it's brand new. It's called Netflix Party.
I think it's brand new.
I think it's new. Yeah.
Is it?
Yep.
And it allows you to watch movies with your friends.
Right.
They kind of mixed an AOL chat room with the streaming service. And so that's perfect, right? Because that's what people love to do. They love to watch movies with their friends or whatever at the house. But instead of doing that, you watch it and you guys can joan and make comments and go back and forth. Obviously, it's not the same. But I think if it's new, I think it's a brilliant innovation, and it's the next step, and it's great. It just shows you how there are going to be ways that we can persevere and we can get through this. I love the idea. Do you like it?
Sure, it's fine. I feel like Chad Dukes was ahead of the curve, and maybe Drab can run in here. I think he ran out. Didn't he do some bit where guys would eat at the same time together from different spots?
I like it.
Do you remember that?
I like
yeah,
it.
He did do that.
It's called tele-lunching.
Tele-lunching. That's old school. Yeah.
It's basically the same thing. You're tele-theatering. Maybe Chad could call in and chime in. But he did that bit where, you know, Drab would be at Moe's and Chad would be wherever he was, and they would eat lunch together, but not from the same spot.
Right. I think it's awesome.
Do a Junkies movie club once a week. You guys can pick a movie and sit down with listeners
watch
and
together.
Watch it.
Yeah. Right.
No chance.
Yeah.
As long as it's at 4 o'clock or earlier.
Eric's like, is The Firm 2 coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch The Firm with Eric.
I've been thinking, you know, I used to, years ago, I used to do impromptu live stream things, and Jason would even do it with me and stuff. Maybe to kill time, we could do some of those things once in a blue moon in the afternoon now with some of this technology. It's not that hard to do.
Did you ever
right?
watch... the Wahlberg movie, Spencer Confidential. Did you ever
I haven't it? Yet. I'm thinking maybe today. My son, I asked him about it, and he said, actually, the summary he gave me of it sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Yeah.
It looks a little cheesy like Fast and the Furious to me. And I think it might have the same producer.
Is it cheesy like that?
I thought it was Peter Berg.
Well, he's the director.
Right. I don't care about who the producer is. The director is what I care about. Peter Berg's really good. I think you'd like it. I've never seen Fast and Furious, so I have no idea. I don't think it's as cheesy as you think.
I hope not.
It's a pretty good story.
Right. All right, let me see what else.
What
is
about
out?
Lost Girls? Valdez, Drabby, have you heard about Lost Girls yet?
I have not.
What is that?
It's a new show.
The story of Awad's life.
I don't know if, right. I don't know if it's a doc or a movie on Netflix. I assume it's about missing children.
Jason, this is right up your alley.
Okay.
Because you're a big Ellen guy. I figure you like Rosie. Rosie O'Donnell is helping others.
I do not like Rosie.
You used to watch Rosie, didn't you?
I did, but
thank you.
My wife,
you got sized for her launching the kush balls into the crowd.
No, don't
she
lie.
She gets on my nerves.
Come on.
No, he gets sized.
Come on.
All right, pull the tape.
All right, Rosie is apparently helping everybody, you know, in the middle of all this. She's going to do a one-night-only episode to raise money for the Actors Fund, whatever the heck that is, in the middle of. I guess that's for actors, et cetera, that are out of work. Like, specifically, I think, like, Broadway actors, right?
Right, yeah.
But even like, regular shows, they're shutting down production, right?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, you just can't do it right now.
The whole world shut down.
Right. So, makes sense. I'm not sure if she's going to have a studio audience or anything, but certainly something. What is it, the Dropkick Murphys that did that concert online for people for St. Patty's Day? I know a buddy of mine was watching that, and he was thrilled to have a little entertainment. They did their own private show. I would think, you know, if you're a band out there and you're dying because you can't get out there and you can't make your living, it's a great time to promote your band, to give them some free content, right?
And some of these movies which are going to hit the theaters, they're streaming now, right, are going to be on demand.
Is that what they're doing?
I think some.
Right.
I don't
know
the list. You're the entertainment guru. I just know a few movies which are set to come out in the coming weeks, I believe they've decided to go on demand.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, being the entertainment guru, I love entertainment stuff, but I'm barely paying attention these days. I'm just trying to get through.
It seems like whatever's in production in Hollywood is either coming out now or is just being delayed by almost a year.
Right.
That movie that Kevin talked about, The Invisible Man, that he was hyping up, I think it's going to be on demand very quickly.
Really? I saw it. It's really good.
Right.
I actually think that's a movie EB would like, probably.
Invisible Man?
As long as you can suspend your disbelief a little bit that somebody could actually go invisible, it's pretty good.
Right. It's just, it's hard to sit down for 2 hours, but I'm going to have to do it. All right. So Idris Elba is giving people updates.
Sit down 4 hours every day.
No, you're taking that literally. That means you're taking what I'm saying literally. Again, you don't get it.
I know.
You're taking it literally. I mean concentrating on one thing.
Right.
Sit down and concentrating on one thing.
Well, I mean, I know it's a different time, but if you want an escape from the news, a movie's probably good. I mean, you used to watch I've already forgot your guy, the drag racing guy. What's his name? Came on the show.
Yeah. JJ DeBoss.
JJ is supposed to be on Monday.
What?
JJ is supposed to be on the show on Monday.
Is he coming on?
Yeah.
Is he promoting?
There's a new season.
They're still doing promotion? I guess.
Yeah.
Might as well, right? Because people are going to be watching more than ever. Right.
Why does he feel like a guy who would be skeptical about the coronavirus?
Yeah, strikes me. I'm going to retweet. I think maybe I already did the video that I'm sure you guys have seen that went viral of all these idiots in Florida saying, I'm just going to party and it is what it is. It convinced me. It made me think of Jason that, you know, half the country's got an IQ of 85 or lower.
You're thinking of me because you think that or because I said that?
Because you said that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Why are you not acknowledging my Idris Elba picture?
I see it. Why? Because I wasn't looking. I was looking at something else. Yeah, Jason got
his picture. Because that's not for the radio listeners have no idea, and the TV viewers have no idea what
you're
doing.
We're going to get it up there. We're working on it. Yeah. So Jason's showing his picture of Idris Elba.
Plus, I thought it was Brian Westbrook at first.
Oh, it's Idris.
Shocker.
That's on the set of The Wire, probably in 2006, maybe?
Right.
2005? I don't even know.
So Idris is giving an update, and he's saying, you know, since he's announced that he has contracted the coronavirus, that he tested positive when he was asymptomatic. Since then, he has developed some symptoms, but they've been mild, runny nose, that sort of thing. I think he feels a little bit more worn down, but he says generally feeling okay, no fever. But he said because he has asthma, which is also terrifying because my wife has asthma, my son has asthma. He says it plays him in a higher risk category, but even with his asthma, he's saying so far it's okay.
How old is he?
46, I think.
Is he?
I think he's a little younger than
you. Sure?
I would have bet the over on us.
I think early 50s.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm wrong.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah,
it's not that hard to look it up.
There's no way he's younger than us.
Someone look it up.
Yeah, okay. I thought
he is 47. EB's over it. Born in 72. Oh,
I'm older than him.
You're older than him.
I thought he was older.
He looks like he's 55.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
One of the rare brothers that doesn't look like he's 30.
Incredible.
So, anyway, so that's good news. Have we heard an update from Hanks in the last day or two? Or any of these other guys? Durant. No, people were asking me about Barkley. But Barkley, I'm assuming since he didn't say anything, he either doesn't have it and they just figure it's non-story, or he just doesn't want people to know he has it and he's going shutting down and he's scared.
Yeah, the last story I saw was that Drake was self-quarantining because he had a run-in with Kevin Durant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I see a story here from 49 minutes ago that says Tom Hanks' sister says actor is not good, but still okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it sounds like he has flu symptoms.
Uh-huh. Right. So he's okay. So he probably doesn't feel great.
Right.
They're saying the average, duration of this is, I think, like 13 days or so, something like that, if you're lucky enough to pull through it. I think there's a problem in the messaging on this is that because we're all want to go away, we're going, oh, 80% are fine. We get through it. No, even what they consider mild, you still have strong symptoms. It's just mild in the sense you don't die. You know, you don't have to end up in the hospital. But mild can range anywhere from asymptomatic to some difficulty breathing. But you know, it's not to the point where you have to go to the hospital.
Here's some quotes from Hanks from a day ago, I believe. He says, hey, folks, good news. 1 week after testing positive in self-isolation, the symptoms are much the same. No fever, but the blahs.
Yeah.
Folding the laundry and doing the dishes leads to a nap on the couch.
Right. And I think he was released, right? We reported that. He was released 5 days or so after being in the hospital, right? Because he was good enough to go home, which is, you know, always a good sign.
JP, we never talked about the latest, Eric doesn't watch it, but the latest Walking Dead episode. Did you see it?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, you haven't?
I have not. Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm behind. It takes me a lot of the shows, which I DVR on Sundays, and it's just I can't watch a show like Walking Dead with my 3-year-old running around.
Yeah.
So the only time I can kind of watch those shows are late at night.
Well, you're always up.
All right, I don't know how.
Yeah, but everybody's home. Nobody leaves the house anymore. By the way, that's got to be affecting your whistling, EB.
Oh, the whistling has just deteriorated. Yeah, it's just completely. It's just a disaster. But it also so has the desire.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I wonder. But I bet a guy I bet his whistling quotient went way up because he doesn't have a care in the world, and he's just sitting there.
But I'm saying that we're kind of in this unique situation where we generally come home and nobody's really there.
Right.
Especially if your spouse works. Or
what else are you going to do?
Different hours, right? So, you know.
What else are you going to do?
Every once in a while, you might just whistle.
Every once in a while. Sure.
Or daily.
Right.
Whatever the deal is. But now you have the house is full all the time.
Yeah. It's a weird. I think it's it depends on your situation. If you're an Adam, your whistling quotient's gone way up because he doesn't have a care in the world and he's by himself.
Drabs is probably down now. His interaction with his wife.
Right. His whistling's gone down, but he's
not by much.
Oh, really?
How do you do it?
It's called an addiction, Eric.
Yeah, so how do you sneak it in? Like, do you tell her?
Do I tell her? No, of course not.
Well, so what do you do? It's like,
I lock the door.
He does have
you lock the door?
No, I'm talking about.
You tell her, she thinks you got the shower running, she thinks you're in the shower.
It might be something like that, or it's pre-nap, when I go take a nap.
So you'll always.
Spare bedroom.
And then you'll lock the door. You'll say, I'm going to go take a nap. And you lock the door.
Well, plus, his spare bedroom is, if I recall, in like your fourth floor.
Yeah, it's way up there.
And so she might be on the second floor.
Well, you could just hear her coming up the steps, right? Keep the door open.
I have the best hearing in the world.
Right. So you know.
Yeah, he makes her wear clogs.
He's using his Ring doorbell to monitor the steps.
So hold on.
Specifically for that reason.
Yeah, he puts glass down before the door so he hears a crunch.
Like
the Godfather.
So it's a dead giveaway when you're up in the spare bedroom.
No, there's no giveaway. She would be clueless. But again, I'm doing my job in the other department as well. So.
Right.
Right. So you're getting it done. Good for you, man.
Hey, babe, I got you these tap dancing shoes for your birthday.
But like, Eric, your typical day, your wife was working. Yeah. The two kids that were not in college or in school,
right.
You'd come home and let's just say you had time to yourself.
Right.
It's like Seinfeld makes the carry Tic Tacs so you can right. hear the thing shake when he's
hey,
walking
I'm
around.
I'm not kidding, too. There's a therapeutic element to it, too, man. It keeps everything running, keeps everything working. So, yeah, I'm a big believer in it.
All right, you got more entertainment, Paige?
Of course.
All right, we'll come back with more. We're the Junkies coming to you live this Thursday morning, March 19th on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. I'm John Paul Flame here in the studios in D.C. Jason's at his home office in Ashburn. EB's in his basement in Kensington. The viewers can't see that, but just filling in on what's going on here behind the scenes. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Barry Zwerluga is going to join us, sports columnist for the Washington Post. The last time we had him on, we were talking about what third base was going to look like for the Nationals. We were talking about the bullpen. It's going to be a while before we get into that, but we'll get into some of the bigger picture sports things with Barry Zwerluga coming up at 9 o'clock, like what they're going to do with the Olympics and more. But EB's in the midst of his entertainment page.
Can I tell you?
What are you doing, dummy?
Can I tell you what just happened to me during the break?
Sure.
So, my wife, she's just seeing what's going on. Hi, D. Yeah, I just crushed the bathroom because I read a story that scared the poop out of me, right?
And it literally scared the poop out of you.
Yeah, and then I didn't do my normal grooming because I knew I had to run back here, right?
Grooming's not the right word. You mean cleaning up.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I was a little reckless with what I did because I knew the guys didn't know. Everything's different right now. And I was like, oh, the guys are going to think I'm, you know, I forgot. I didn't forget. I had a crisis. But I didn't, you know, I can't wait for this segment to end. Put it that way.
So you weren't thorough.
I wasn't as thorough. I was thorough enough, but it believe me, I need to go back.
Right. All right. Well, I mean, this will maybe gross you out, whatever. I have a girl that's going to turn 3 next week, and she is potty trained. But last night, out of nowhere, in the
all right, boys. I don't know. I know Jason was a big. I feel like Jason was a big Friends guy. Am I right about that?
I think
that?
He just thinks they're hot.
No, I mean, I mean, the biggest Friends fan.
I feel like of us, you were maybe JP.
I watched.
Watched all the episodes every Thursday night.
Well, that counts.
It's not my favorite sitcom.
Correct. I mean, I watched it too, but I didn't watch it
that closely, I guess. But they are coming back with their reunion special. The problem is...
Isn't this just interviews?
I think so. The problem is, like everything else, it's been delayed because of the damn global pandemic. So it was supposed to be an unscripted reunion. I think they were basically just going to hang out, sit around.
They weren't doing a show. It wasn't correct. Like Jennifer Aniston wasn't going to be Rachel again.
Right. Right. So that's what people were thinking at first.
Right.
But they were hoping that it was going to be a must-see event that was going to help the streaming service, was it HBO Max?
Yes.
Which I think was the new streaming service, and it was supposed to help that.
That's supposed to be HBO Max's, like, cornerstone.
Right.
The big selling point.
Right.
Because
right.
It's supposed to be different than HBO Go or HBO Now.
Right. Right. Did we talk about Rob Gronkowski yet? We didn't talk about that. Gronkowski. Gronk.
Gronk.
Shocker, Gronk is set to host a two-night WrestleMania event April 4th through the 5th. But who knows if this is going to happen, obviously, with everything going on. It'll be a WrestleMania deal. I guess they still have it scheduled.
I think they're doing no fans.
Is that how they're going to try to get through it?
I think they're going to do no fans. I don't understand what Gronk is doing, though. Like, what does host mean? He's not wrestling?
Every year they have a host. Like, it's been Hulk Hogan, The Rock. They just come back and
so they get on
the
mic and introduce people?
They usually get the crowd hype or introduce the matches and things like that. But
right.
It's the WrestleMania is being done in their training center in Florida.
Okay.
So it's a mini arena with no fans.
Right. Now, the thing is, I like the no fans bit, but you're going to get this. You're going to have the same issue when one wrestler tests positive and then everybody says you're being irresponsible, right?
Definitely. You know, I mean, yeah.
So the only way to do it is everybody is tested before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then maybe tested 3 days later. And then, you know, and then they go ahead and do it, you know, just to ensure that everyone is not spreading anything.
Yeah, I'd say I'd hope that Vince McMahon does the right thing here because he did it for the XFL.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
You know, especially with the fact that they're paying them out for the rest of the season with no season.
Right.
Why is AWOD back up?
Yeah. Why do we have Adam?
He's back in the chat.
Yeah, I think because he selfishly just wants to listen.
He's
right?
been in the chat. You can see him.
No,
he's
in
muted.
The Hangout thing.
Right.
Yeah, he's in the Google Hangouts. I can see his picture.
Right.
Big dummy.
I'm not even sure he's listening. Are you listening,
He's in the Great Apple.
Why is that dummy there? If he's not participating in the show, he needs to go.
Well, just do the show and ignore him.
Can you click out of him?
He's watching you guys for content.
He is?
And he might start. He's trying to figure out a way how to screen grab the Hangout chat.
Oh, I like that. Just he can take his camera off. It doesn't matter.
By the way, JP's camera is a little low. I can't.
Oh, I know.
See
I'm looking at his
face.
Chin. JP's acting there, Richie. TV producer.
That's better, Richie.
No, I wasn't paying attention to it. What do I care what you're looking at?
Well, I'm see what I'm talking about.
The point is so that we can communicate with each other. Ricky?
It's called talking. It's a talk
Jason,
show.
Jason, you're talk. A big. Yeah, I know, but I got to know if you're paying attention. You're a big Ellen guy. We always break your balls
the
about
irony.
That.
Right, okay.
It just is.
I'm not a big Ellen person. My mother or my wife is a huge Ellen fan. I watch it because it's on all the time.
Oh, that to me, that's a big Ellen guy. All right. So, but my wife
I mean, she
loves
to record the show. She'll record it if she misses it.
And then she watches later. Yeah. My wife loves her. I mean, I don't know. Maybe do all like
most women like
moms
it.
Love her. She yes. loves her. And listen, this is horrible, but Dee can't wait till she posts another dumb Instagram video. And, you know, she was doing some card trick bit. And, you know, and obviously she's terrible at card tricks. And so she's, you know, she's picking up a card and goes, let's see, I'm going to pick up the four of hearts. Of course, mm-hmm. It's the six of diamonds. All right, let's go four of hearts again. And, you know, obviously, so she clowns, she's doing a bit. And then, of course, and my wife thinks it's hilarious. To me, it's the simplest, dumbest thing ever, but my wife thinks it's brilliant. And then David Blaine comes on a few hours later, and he says, hey, Ellen, if you want to do a, and then, I'm telling you, it blows your mind. He says, if you want the four of hearts, he takes the card, and it's like a king of clubs. He says, all you got to do is shake it. And right in front of the camera, he just shakes it.
And it turns into the
four hearts.
Yes.
And then all I want to do is watch it over and over and over. I say, play it again, play it again, play it again. And then he takes another one, and he takes, or if you don't want to shake it, you just take, and it's like a queen of diamonds or whatever. He takes the queen of diamonds, and he just, and he goes like this, and he just flicks it. And then it's, and I think what he does is just, he's got the sickest, quickest hands in history. He just flips the card over to the other side, and then it's the four of hearts or whatever.
It's magic, Richie.
Card tricks. This is why I might be in that, you know, 85%. They always intrigue me.
Of course they do.
I love card tricks, and especially David Blaine's. I can still remember some of those old specials that he did where he would throw the card on the other side of the glass.
Yep.
Remember, like at a restaurant or something?
Well, you also bought into him levitating.
I didn't get into that as much.
You didn't?
No, I just like the card tricks.
I like that. I mean, well, he would be in the restaurant, and he took the steak knife, and he would just remember that, and he would just he'd mix all the cards up, and he'd say ace of diamonds, and whatever, hit the steak knife in the right. middle of all the cards, or a sloppy mess, and he'd steak knife the he'd stab the ace of diamonds. Like, how does he do that? I don't know.
It's magic, EB.
Or he's talking to people. He's doing a trick on the side. He's on the sidewalk. She picks a card. They show the camera. She picks four of hearts. They're talking some more. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, he says, look over there. And a cab drives by. And out the window, inside the window, it's a four of hearts.
Yes, of course. It's magic. Right. It just appeared.
It's brilliant. I freaking
You know what? I'm going to YouTube David Blaine card tricks today.
Just to entertain yourself?
Yeah, I got to kill time.
Yeah, right? Totally entertaining.
Not playing golf till 1:30.
Right.
Four cards, brother.
And again, we've told Jason knows how to play golf now, social distancing. Mm-hmm. You guys each have your own carts. I recommend don't touch the pin.
Oh, I wanted to ask you this.
Use hand sanitizer.
You know what? I'll wait till 9:20.
Why? What do you want to ask?
Because we have a little neighborhood plan for tomorrow because it's going to be so nice. I want to ask you guys if you think we should do it.
A neighborhood plan?
Probably not.
It's a neighborhood
The answer's no.
Yeah.
The answer's no.
Okay, well, you don't know it yet.
No, I do. Well, here's the thing. It definitely shouldn't be. See, there's a little bit of mixed message because what they really want you to do is say nobody, but the maximum they want you to do is be around 10 people.
Right, I know.
It is a mixed message.
I tried to get into the country club bar yesterday, and they said, nope, there's already 10 people in it.
Yeah.
I
wish they would just say, don't see anybody that you don't, you know, just
right.
Everyone locked down.
Go the Italy route.
But why are they saying 10 people? Because that's a mixed message.
I think because they think certain families that are bigger.
Well, if you're a family, then you're a family. Yeah.
Is it 10 but people in every state, or is it just 10 people?
No, it depends.
In some states?
I think in San Francisco, some of them, it's five or more.
Actually, I think they figure in a restaurant, 10 people would be kind of spread out.
I saw an interview with the mayor of Jacksonville yesterday. They're still at 50.
Wait, man, yeah, those idiots.
Yeah, certain states are behind the times. They just are.
Those idiots. Now, the other part of it is, not to diminish it, but when you're talking about 330 million people, as Fauci said, you know, 8 people, 10 people, it doesn't really matter in the model.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an insignificant. But still, at the end of the day, I think we should all.
The more you can do the social distancing, the better.
Yes.
Everybody should do their
part.
So
you can bring up your thing, Jason, but I'm going to destroy it.
All right, you can destroy it. It's fine.
If it's more than 10 people, you just guys can't do it.
And then, so we'll have Barry's Fruluga on next, and then at 9:20, I'll throw it out.
All right, but then at that point, I also want to, because I haven't done it all day, I want to give you some hope of some medical stuff that I've seen. I know we got to go to break. JP's rolling his eyes.
These guys are killing me. I'm the only one in studio. They're giving me a
look. I'm going to give
you
some
a clock
stories.
Too. Let's have a clock on that damn laptop.
We need.
I'm
going to
give you stories of some amazing hope that's out there.
Good. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.